Success doesn't come to people who want it. It comes to people who refuse to live without it. That's the truth. If you're not obsessed with success, you'll always find reasons to stop. You'll take breaks when things get hard. You'll quit when no one claps. You'll slow down when no one's watching. But the people who actually build a new life, they don't wait. They don't look for comfort. They don't need reminders. They're obsessed. That means they think about their goals every day. They act with purpose. They don't skip. They don't settle. They live differently. This audiobook will show you exactly how to develop that mindset, not just to push harder, but to think clearer, act faster, and grow stronger. This isn't theory. This is practical, personal, and powerful. If you've ever wondered how to be obsessed with success, this is where it begins. Get serious, get focused, get locked in. Let's start. Chapter 1. Choose success even when comfort feels easier today. You wake up in the morning and you've got two choices. One, you go back to what's easy, stay in bed a little longer, scroll through your phone, delay the hard things for later. Or two, you get up and decide that today you will choose growth. That's the split right there. That's where most people lose. Success doesn't slip away from you in some dramatic moment. It walks away quietly every time you choose what's comfortable instead of what's necessary. You see, comfort feels good now, but it costs you later. Every day you choose comfort, you're trading your future for a feeling. And I'm telling you, the people who win, the people who build something meaningful with their lives, they understand this. They choose success, even when it hurts, even when it's boring, even when no one is watching, and especially when it's easier to do nothing. Comfort is a trap. It doesn't look like one. It looks like resting. It feels like peace. But what it really does is steal your drive. It convinces you that you can delay discipline. It whispers that you deserve a break before you've earned one. And once you believe that, you stop showing up. You stop pushing. You start settling. Now, choosing success doesn't mean you never rest. It means your rest is earned. It means you rest after progress, not before. Most people have it backwards. They rest all the time and wonder why they never feel fulfilled. That's because fulfillment doesn't come from relaxing. It comes from effort. It comes from doing what you said you'd do, even when you didn't feel like it. You can't build a strong life on weak decisions. You can't change your world by doing what's easy. Every time you hit snooze on your goals, you teach yourself that success isn't urgent, but it is. Because time doesn't wait for anyone. Life doesn't pause while you sit and think about it. The clock keeps ticking, and you either use your time or you lose it. Now here's the truth. Choosing success means doing things most people won't do. Waking up early, staying late, practicing longer, saying no to things that waste your time. You'll feel uncomfortable. You'll feel pressure. You might feel alone sometimes. That's okay. That's part of it. Because success is supposed to challenge you. It's supposed to test how serious you are. And if you're not willing to go through that, then you don't want success. You just want the idea of it. Real obsession with success means you stop waiting to feel ready. You stop looking for motivation and start building discipline. Discipline is what gets you moving when everything inside of you wants to take it easy. Discipline is when your actions match your goals, not your mood. That's the difference between the ones who dream and the ones who do. People will tell you to slow down. They'll say you're doing too much. They won't understand your focus. That's fine. You don't need their permission. You don't need their applause. You need to stay locked in on the life you want. Because if you listen to people who are okay with average, you'll stay average. If you take advice from people who gave up, you'll talk yourself out of everything that matters. When you choose success, you don't always get instant results. Sometimes you work for weeks, months, even years without recognition. That's where most people quit. They think success should be fast and fun, but the real rewards go to the ones who stay in the game long after it stopped being exciting, the ones who show up every day, no matter what the weather is like outside or what their emotions are like inside. If you're serious about changing your life, you've got to get used to being uncomfortable. Growth doesn't happen when everything is easy. Growth happens when you're tired, but you show up anyway. When you don't feel confident, but you still take the step. When no one's clapping for you, but you keep moving forward. You're going to have days where quitting feels like the best option. Days when you'll question if it's even worth it. That's the moment where obsession with success has to kick in. That's when you remember why you started. That's when you stop thinking and start doing. You have to train your mind to choose the harder path. Not because you enjoy pain, but because you know where it leads. You need to be honest with yourself. Look at your habits. Are they building your future or wasting your time? Are your days filled with intention or distraction? Are you moving closer to your goals or just staying busy? These are hard questions, but if you want a strong life, you have to ask them, and you have to answer them truthfully. The people who make it aren't special. They're not born different. They just make decisions most won't. They show up when others cancel. They focus when others drift. They work when others rest. That's what obsession looks like. It's not loud. It's not dramatic. It's quiet, focused, and relentless. And here's something important. You don't need motivation every day. You just need to decide. Decide that you're going to choose success, even when it's cold outside, even when you're tired, even when it would be easier to take the day off. That decision made again and again is what changes everything. You have a limited number of days. You don't get to replay this life. So don't waste another one doing what's easy. Don't settle for a life that feels safe, but empty. Decide today that you're going to give your best, that you're going to do the work, even when no one sees it, that you're going to chase the version of you that you know is possible. And remember this, every time you choose growth over comfort, you win. Every time you choose the hard thing instead of the easy way out, you grow. Every time you show up when you didn't feel like it, you separate yourself from the crowd. That's how success is built. Not in one big moment, but in thousands of small ones where you made the right choice. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to have all the answers. But you do need to be consistent. You do need to be serious. And you do need to decide every single day that your life is worth the effort. So, choose success. Even when comfort feels easier, even when your mind wants to rest, even when nobody's watching, choose success because you're done playing small. Choose success because your future depends on it. Choose success because the best version of you is waiting and it's only going to show up if you do. Chapter 2. Train your mind to love hard, consistent effort. Most people want results. They want change. They want to be successful. But the moment hard work shows up, they back down. Not because they're weak, but because they never trained their mind to respect effort. They see effort as a burden instead of a requirement. That's where it all begins. You either train your mind to avoid hard things, or you train it to lean into them. If you want to be obsessed with success, you don't just need to work hard, you need to learn how to love it. You see, the people who win aren't just doing what's difficult. They've built a relationship with it. They've accepted that consistent effort is part of the deal. They've stopped looking for easy and started looking for progress. Their mindset doesn't wait for motivation. It runs on direction. They know where they're going, and they've decided nothing will stop them. Not tiredness, not boredom, not even failure. The reason most people don't stick with their goals is because they're addicted to comfort. Their mind rejects anything that feels difficult. They've trained themselves to give up the second something feels like a grind, and it's not their fault they were never taught any different. But that doesn't mean they can't change. You can rewire that thinking. You can build a new standard. You can train your mind to love the process, not just the prize. Real growth happens when your brain stops fighting the work. When you stop complaining in your head every time something takes time. When you stop dreading what needs to be done and just do it. The longer you delay the effort, the more exhausted you feel. Not from the work itself, but from the mental resistance. That resistance is the real enemy. It steals your energy before you even begin, and the only way to kill it is with action. Every time you show up without excuses, your brain notices. Every time you keep going when it gets boring or slow, your discipline gets stronger, and eventually your mind begins to shift. You don't dread hard work, you expect it. You don't need things to be easy, you just need them to matter. That's when you stop looking for shortcuts. That's when you stop chasing tricks. That's when you finally understand that consistent effort is not punishment, it's power. But here's something most people don't talk about. Effort gets lonely. When you're truly committed to something, you'll often find yourself working in silence. No applause, no one checking in, no validation, just you and the work. That's when most people give up, not because they can't do it, but because they expected someone to cheer them on. But if you train your mind right, you won't need cheers, you won't need attention. You'll have a reason that's stronger than your feelings. People wait for motivation, but motivation is temporary. What matters is routine, effort built into your day whether you feel like it or not. You get up and do it because it needs to be done. That's how strong people are built. They keep showing up long after the mood is gone. They keep doing the reps even when the results are invisible. They've trained their mind to understand that success doesn't show up quickly, but it does show up to those who refuse to quit. Your mind doesn't need to feel excited. It needs to feel responsible. That means you do the work because it's your job. Not your job for money, but your job for growth. The job of building your future. The job of becoming who you said you wanted to be. That's what effort really is. It's a daily decision to keep moving forward, no matter how slow, no matter how hard. If you want to be obsessed with success, you need to stop reacting and start creating. Stop asking if it's worth it and start proving that it is. Stop waiting for the perfect moment and start turning today into momentum. There's no perfect time, there's just now. And what you do with it decides where you'll be in a year. One of the most powerful things you can do is make hard work normal. Take the emotion out of it. Take the drama out of it. Stop making it optional. Make it automatic. If it's workout time, you train. If it's reading time, you read. If it's business time, you build. You don't think about it, you just do it. And that builds a habit so strong, your mind stops resisting. It becomes who you are. You've got to understand something. Obsession isn't about overworking. It's about refusing to settle. It's about waking up with intention. It's about building a pattern where effort becomes part of your identity. You don't complain about it. You don't fear it. You embrace it. You seek it. You respect it. Because deep down, you know that effort is what separates the average from the elite. Most people think the hard part is physical, but it's mental. The hardest part is convincing yourself to start when nothing feels right. The hardest part is staying consistent when results are delayed. The hardest part is facing yourself when you know you didn't give your best. That's the real battle, and if you win it in your mind, you'll win it everywhere else. When you build this mindset, you won't need to force yourself to do the work. You'll feel uneasy when you don't, because doing less than your best will feel wrong. And that's where you want to get to, a place where hard work isn't a punishment, it's a pattern. A place where consistent effort isn't exhausting, it's empowering. Think about what happens when you do something hard every single day. You start becoming someone you respect. You stop feeling like a fraud. You walk with confidence not because someone gave it to you, but because you earned it. Confidence is built through repetition, through following through, through doing what most people avoid. There will be times when things don't go your way, days when progress feels slow, moments when it seems like nothing is changing. That's when your training matters most. That's when your mind has to step in and say, "Keep going." That's when discipline takes over. That's when character is built. The person who keeps working without applause becomes someone no one can stop. And here's something you need to remind yourself every single day. The work is never wasted, even if no one sees it, even if it takes time. Every page you read, every rep you complete, every habit you build, it's adding up, slowly, silently. But it's building something in you that can't be taken away. There are people out there right now who want what you want. The only difference will be who's willing to stay consistent when it's not exciting anymore. Who's willing to train their mind to stop quitting. Who's willing to stop chasing comfort and start chasing growth. That's the line. That's where you separate yourself. So don't just work hard. Learn to love the grind. Learn to find pride in showing up. Learn to value the effort more than the outcome. Because when you train your mind to love consistent hard work, you'll stop chasing motivation and start becoming unstoppable. You'll wake up with purpose. You'll move with clarity. And you'll build the kind of life most people never reach, not because they couldn't, but because they didn't train for it. The world doesn't need more talkers. It needs doers. And doers don't rely on luck or timing. They rely on effort. They rely on showing up. They rely on doing the hard things every single day until their life starts to match their vision. That's what being obsessed with success looks like. It's not flashy. It's not loud. It's daily. It's disciplined. And it's built on a mindset that welcomes pressure, embraces discomfort, and never backs down. Train your mind to love that, and success won't just be possible, it'll be inevitable.
Chapter 3. Reject every excuse that keeps you from progress. Excuses are the greatest enemy of growth, not because they sound dangerous, but because they sound reasonable. They show up in quiet moments and convince you to slow down, wait, or give up entirely. You miss a task, and you say you were tired. You skip a workout, and you tell yourself it was a long day. You don't start that project, and you say it's just not the right time. These aren't just words, they're decisions. And the more you use them, the more they define your life. You have to understand. Excuses don't show up shouting. They come in soft. They sound like logic. They sound like safety. They're built to protect your ego, not your future. Every time you use one, you delay your own progress. You pause your own potential, and after a while, you stop believing in what you're capable of, not because you can't do it, but because you keep justifying why you haven't. The truth is, your goals don't care how you feel. Life will not stop moving because you're uncomfortable or uncertain. If you keep waiting until the conditions are perfect, you'll never move. There is no ideal day to start. There's no magic feeling that's going to last. You move forward when you stop giving your excuses power over your future. You move when you take control of the conversation in your own head. Every excuse has one job, to keep you where you are. And if you want to grow, if you truly want to reach a level of success you've never touched before, then you need to reject every excuse that tells you to stay the same. You need to become the kind of person who looks at obstacles and says, "I'll figure it out." Not, "This is why I can't." That shift alone changes your life. You weren't born to settle. You weren't built to explain away your potential. But if you don't stop the habit of making excuses, you'll start believing them. And when you believe your excuses, you stop building discipline. You stop pushing yourself. You stop trying, and the saddest part is, you don't even realize it's happening. You just wake up one day wondering why nothing's changing, and it's because you've built a system around avoiding discomfort instead of chasing progress. Progress requires honesty. You can't lie to yourself and grow at the same time. You can't say you want more, but keep living like you're fine with less. If your goals matter, your behavior has to show it. That means, when your mind starts giving you an excuse, you interrupt it. You tell yourself the truth. You don't let your feelings dictate your direction. You take ownership and you act. Every excuse you make today becomes a delay tomorrow, and those delays add up. They become weeks, then months, then years of not following through. You start to accept the delay as normal. You start calling it patience or timing, but really it's avoidance. You're avoiding the effort. You're avoiding the risk. You're avoiding the responsibility of building something greater than where you are now. And it's not about being perfect. It's about being aware. You'll have moments where you're tired. Days when you're off. That's real. But the problem isn't the moment. It's when you let that moment decide everything. When you say just this once, and then say it again tomorrow, that's when the excuses win. That's when they start stacking up. One missed habit becomes a new pattern, and patterns shape your identity. You have to break the cycle, and it starts with calling yourself out, not in a harsh way, but in an honest one. You need to look at the reasons you give yourself and ask, is this helping me grow? If the answer is no, reject it. Replace it with action. Don't negotiate with your limits and front them. Some people wait for a crisis before they change. They wait until their back is against the wall. But that's not necessary. You can choose growth now. You can take control before life forces you to. You don't have to wait until you're stuck or broken. You can look at where you are and decide it's not enough. Not because you're ungrateful, but because you know you're capable of more. And here's the part that's uncomfortable. You're not always going to be understood. People around you might not see why you're pushing so hard. They might tell you to slow down. They might even encourage your excuses. That's when you have to be firm. Not rude. Just firm. You have to protect your mission. Because excuses don't just come from inside, they come from other people too. And if you're not clear on who you want to become, you'll start living by other people's standards instead of your own. Success isn't built by those who always feel ready. It's built by those who move forward anyway, who show up tired, who keep going after setbacks, who take the hard step when it's easier to wait. That's how you earn growth. That's how you prove to yourself that your goals aren't just ideas, they're priorities. The difference between those who build a meaningful life and those who don't isn't talent. It's not money. It's not timing. It's decisions. Daily choices. Small ones that add up. The choice to start the task instead of putting it off. The choice to face the truth instead of covering it up with a reason. The choice to move your feet instead of opening your mouth. When you take away the excuses, you're left with the truth. And the truth is, you already have what it takes. You just need to stop getting in your own way. You need to stop feeding the thoughts that tell you it's okay to stay the same. Because deep down, you know it's not. You know there's more, and it's not going to show up by itself. You have to go get it. Rejecting excuses isn't about being hard on yourself. It's about respecting your potential. It's about raising your standards. It's about refusing to let your future be decided by fear, laziness, or uncertainty. It's about showing up because the vision you have matters more than the mood you're in. It's easy to look at someone successful and say they got lucky. But if you look closer, you'll find effort. You'll find consistency. You'll find sacrifice. And most of all, you'll find a person who said no to the same excuses that are holding you back. That's what's really behind success. the rejection of everything that makes you small. Start paying attention to the words you use. Are you talking yourself into action or out of it? Are you building your reasons to move or building your excuses to stop? Every word matters. Every excuse you speak becomes more real. So stop speaking limitations. Stop accepting delays. Start deciding that progress matters more than comfort. You'll never regret doing the work. You'll never look back and wish you had made more excuses. What you will regret are the chances you didn't take, the habits you didn't build, and the time you wasted protecting your pride instead of building your purpose. So the next time your mind gives you a reason to quit, respond with action. When it tells you to wait, take a step forward. When it tells you it's too hard, remind yourself why it matters. Because you're not here to explain why you stayed the same. You're here to rise. You're here to change. You're here to lead yourself forward, no matter what. And that starts by rejecting every excuse, big or small, that tries to pull you away from your future. Your life is waiting. Don't let a single excuse keep you from it.
Chapter 4. Force yourself to show up even when unmotivated. There will be days when you don't feel like doing anything. You'll wake up and your body feels heavy. Your thoughts are slow. There's no spark, no drive, no clear reason to get up and move. But it's on those exact days that your future is decided. Not when everything feels right. Not when the mood is high. But when there's nothing pushing you. And you still show up anyway. That is where strength is built. Motivation is great when it's there. It can lift you, energize you, even make the work feel easier. But it doesn't last. It comes and goes, like weather. You can't build a serious life waiting for the right feeling. If you only act when you're motivated, your progress will always be inconsistent. Your results will be unpredictable. You'll start strong, stop halfway, then start again, and wonder why nothing changes. The truth is, the people who achieve real success don't rely on motivation. They rely on discipline. They know motivation might help them start, but discipline is what helps them finish. Discipline is the decision to do what needs to be done, no matter what your emotions are saying. Discipline is the part of you that doesn't care how you feel right now, because it remembers what you said you wanted. You can't wait to feel good to take action. That mindset keeps you stuck. Progress begins when you decide that your goals matter more than your temporary feelings. It begins when you understand that showing up isn't a reward for being in the mood. It's the standard you live by, regardless of how inspired you feel. Most people treat their goals like suggestions. They show up when it's easy. They work when it's fun. And they take breaks when it gets uncomfortable. That's not how anything important is built. You can't grow if your effort depends on your emotions. You need to learn how to show up without needing to feel excited. You need to stop making promises only when you're hyped and start keeping them even when you're drained. Think about it like this. Every time you push yourself to do the work when you're not in the mood, you gain power. Not the kind people can see, but the kind that makes you unstoppable. You train yourself to stop making excuses. You prove to yourself that you're serious. And the more you do that, the less control your emotions have over your actions. Your mind will tell you to rest. It'll tell you to wait. It'll give you every reason to push things off until later. That voice is always there. And it gets louder when you're tired, stressed, or discouraged. But that voice doesn't control you. You decide what happens next. You can listen to it, or you can move anyway. And the second you move, the voice starts to fade. Some of the best work you'll ever do will happen on the days you didn't want to do it. Those are the days when you show yourself what you're really made of. That's when you separate yourself from the crowd. Because most people give in. They go back to comfort. They say they'll do it tomorrow. But you're not here to be like most people. You're here to be consistent.
You're here to be committed. You're here to win. You don't need to be inspired to act. You need to act to stay aligned with who you want to become. Waiting to feel ready is a trap. You can lose years in that trap. The truth is, you won't always be ready, but you're always responsible. Responsible for your actions. Responsible for your choices. Responsible for whether you show up or not. And here's something you need to hear. No one's going to come push you. No one's going to force you to be great. This is your life. This is your responsibility. And the only way to earn the life you want is to outwork every excuse that tries to hold you back. That's the price. That's the standard. And that's the mindset you need to carry every single day. You'll have moments where everything feels off. Your energy is low. You're mentally scattered. You don't want to be seen. You don't want to create. You don't want to build. Those are the most important moments of all. That's when you need to stand up and move your feet. That's when you need to stop thinking and start doing. That's when you take control of your story. Showing up isn't always about intensity. Sometimes it's just about not quitting. Maybe the effort isn't perfect. Maybe the progress is small. But the fact that you showed up anyway, that's what makes you different. That's what builds real pride. That's what turns average into excellence over time. You don't need to force greatness in one day. You just need to refuse to disappear. Every time you stick to your habits, even when you're unmotivated, you take one more step forward, one more rep, one more hour, one more piece of progress, and that compounds. That builds momentum. And momentum is what creates success. Don't underestimate the power of one choice. One morning where you get up anyway. One workout where you push through. One task you finish, even though your head wasn't in it. Those moments matter more than you think. They build your identity. They define your direction. And over time, they shape the person you become. Motivation is not what moves the world. Commitment is. Every person who's done something great has had thousands of days where they didn't feel like it. But they showed up, not because they felt powerful, but because they made a promise to themselves they weren't going to break. The moment you stop relying on emotion to move is the moment you take back control. You no longer wait for inspiration. You no longer need energy. You move because it's who you are. You act because your goals matter. You show up because you made a decision to stop quitting on yourself. That decision changes everything. You don't need loud motivation. You don't need someone cheering for you. You need a reason. A reason to keep showing up. A reason to follow through. A reason that doesn't fade. Just because the feeling isn't there. Ask yourself who you want to be. Someone who works only when it's easy. Or someone who builds regardless of how hard it gets. Success respects consistency. It respects the person who doesn't cancel on their commitment. It doesn't reward potential. It rewards follow through. So build that muscle. The one that moves even when your energy doesn't show up. The one that doesn't skip when the spark is missing. The one that keeps going when the excitement is gone. That's the muscle that creates change. That's the mindset that builds everything you say you want. You won't always feel strong. You won't always feel focused. But you can always choose to take the next step. That's the power you have. That's the control you carry. And no feeling can take that from you. Unless you give it permission. Your life depends on how often you show up when it's hardest. When it's quiet. When it's quiet. When it's uncomfortable. When no one else is doing it. That's when the winners are built. That's when real change happens. And that's the level of discipline that leads to success. That lasts. So push yourself to show up. Not when it's convenient. Not when it's fun. But especially when it's not. Because that's when it counts the most. That's when you prove you're serious. That's when you stop hoping and start building. This is your moment. not when you feel ready. But right now, no matter what's going on, no matter what's missing, no matter how drained you are, this is the day you stop depending on how you feel. This is the day you depend on who you are. Show up. Because that's the kind of person who wins. Every time.
Chapter 5. Track your daily actions and face the real truth. You can't improve what you don't track. You can't grow if you don't know what you're actually doing each day. Most people overestimate how hard they're working and underestimate how much time they're wasting. They say they're trying, but they're not checking. They say they're committed, but they're not keeping score. And that gap between what they believe and what they're actually doing is why they stay stuck. Progress is not a feeling. It's a pattern. And patterns are built on actions, not hopes. You can't rely on memory to measure your effort. Your mind will play tricks on you. It'll tell you that one good day makes up for three lazy ones. It'll highlight the moments you did something right and quietly ignore the times you gave in. That's why tracking is non-negotiable. It forces you to face the real truth. No emotion, no guessing, just facts. When you start writing things down, your habits, your wins, your time use, you wake up. You see where your time really goes. You notice what you keep putting off. You face the reality of how consistent or inconsistent you truly are. And for many people, that realization is uncomfortable. But that discomfort is exactly what sparks change. It's not supposed to feel good. It's supposed to feel honest. Avoiding the truth won't save you. It'll delay you. Most people don't track because they're afraid of what they'll see. They don't want to admit how much time they're wasting on distractions. They don't want to face how often they break promises to themselves. But until you look at it, you can't fix it. You can't improve something if you're not willing to confront it. You've got to make the invisible visible. You say you're working hard, prove it. You say you're committed, show it on paper. You say you want to change, back it up with data. Not for anyone else, for yourself. So you can stop lying to yourself. So you can stop thinking you're making progress when you're just spinning your wheels. Start small. Track your hours. Track how you spend your morning. Track your workouts. Track your sleep. Track your goals. Not with some complicated system, but with something simple you'll actually use. Pen and paper. A notebook. A habit app. Anything that captures your actions in real time. Because awareness creates responsibility. When you see your choices clearly, it becomes harder to repeat the ones that hold you back. Success isn't built on big moments, it's built on patterns repeated daily. And if you're not tracking, you won't notice when those patterns slip. One missed day becomes two. One skipped workout becomes a week. One broken rule becomes a habit. But when you track, you catch it early. You notice the dip, you correct faster. You stay aligned with who you want to be. There's power in reviewing your day. Sitting down at night and asking, did I live today like someone who's serious about their goals? Not in a judgmental way, in an honest way. If the answer is no, then fix it. Don't excuse it. Don't sugarcoat it. Own it. That's how you take back control. That's how you start improving faster than everyone else. People want transformation, but they resist reflection. They want results without accountability. That doesn't work. If you want to be obsessed with success, you need to get obsessed with data. Not just external numbers, your personal performance, your actions, your focus, your output, every single day. Because success is not random. It's recorded. Tracking is not about being perfect, it's about being real. If you had a bad day, write it down.
If you got distracted, record it. If you skipped something, acknowledge it. That honesty is what builds discipline. When you see a pattern of avoidance, you adjust. When you see momentum, you double down. The page doesn't lie. The data doesn't care how you feel. It just shows you who you are. And when you start seeing your progress, no matter how small, it builds confidence. You stop wondering if you're doing enough. You know you've got the evidence. You've got the log. You've got the trail that proves you're putting in the work. That proof gives you clarity. It gives you focus, and it silences the doubt. The goal is not to become obsessed with numbers. The goal is to build a system of awareness. So you can stop drifting and start driving. So your days don't blend together in a fog of distractions. So you wake up and know exactly what needs to be done. Not based on emotion, but based on what your data says. What your actions have shown. You don't need to track every second. You need to track what matters. The things that move you closer to your goals, your habits, your mindset, your choices. If you're working on your body, track your food and your training. If you're building a business, track your output and your results. If you're developing a new skill, track your hours and your progress. Make your effort measurable. Make your behavior visible. That's how you build trust with yourself. People say they want to level up, but they won't look in the mirror. They won't examine their routines. They won't evaluate their time. And they wonder why nothing's changing. Change doesn't come from more effort. It comes from better direction. And direction is only possible when you know where you're starting. When you begin tracking, you stop making excuses. Because now you can see the truth. Not the truth you wish was real. The truth that actually is. You see how much time you're giving to social media. You see how often you skip what matters. And yes, it might be uncomfortable. But that discomfort is growth. That discomfort is progress. Because it leads you to take responsibility. And that's what separates those who get results from those who stay frustrated. One group avoids the truth, the other tracks it. One group hides from their lack of progress. The other stares it in the face and makes a change. You decide which group you're in. You decide whether your life is built on honesty or hope. When you track, you create pressure. And that pressure is a gift. It keeps you awake. It keeps you sharp. It keeps you from drifting into laziness. You're not guessing anymore. You're reviewing. You're adjusting. You're growing with intention. That's how you become obsessed with success. You get obsessed with the truth. Not the fantasy. Not the dream. The truth. The actions you're actually taking. The habits you're actually repeating. The decisions you're actually making. And when you hold yourself to that level of honesty, you start rising. You stop playing small. You stop pretending that effort is enough. You demand results from yourself. Not in a cruel way. In a committed way. Because you know what's at stake. You know what happens if you keep lying to yourself. You stay stuck. You fall behind. You live with regret. But when you face the truth, when you track your days, when you own every choice, you become unstoppable. You build a foundation of discipline. You move with clarity, and you gain the ability to steer your life forward, day by day, without waiting on anyone to save you. The data is not the goal. The truth is. The clarity is. The progress, and all of that begins when you stop assuming and start tracking. When you stop guessing and start measuring. When you stop hoping and start facing exactly what's in front of you. That's how you grow. That's how you build. That's how you turn effort into actual success. Track your daily action. Face the real truth. And take back full control of your life. Because it's not about what you say you want. It's about what you actually do. Every single day. Chapter 6. Build hunger by reminding yourself why you started. There's a reason you started this journey. A reason that made you get serious. A reason that pushed you to change your life. And somewhere along the way, when the work got harder or the days got slower, you may have started forgetting it. Not completely, but just enough to lose that edge. That fire, that urgency. And when that hunger fades, so does your consistency. So does your drive. That's why you need to remind yourself daily. Not once a month. Not once in a while. Every single day. Why did you start? Was it because you were tired of feeling stuck? Was it because you were sick of watching your potential go to waste? Was it because you made a promise to yourself that you'd never go back to the old version of you? That reason matters. That moment you decided to stop accepting less. That's the root of your hunger. And if you want to stay locked in, if you want to become someone who finishes what they start, you need to keep that reason in front of you. The mind forgets when it's not reminded. It gets comfortable when progress starts to show. It lowers its urgency when the pain fades, but you have to stay sharp. Success doesn't care how far you've come, it only responds to how hungry you stay. The danger isn't always failure. Sometimes it's comfort. Sometimes it's thinking you've done enough. But the truth is, enough is never the goal. Growth is. You build hunger by going back to that original emotion. That moment where you said, "I've had it." That night you couldn't sleep because you were tired of wasting time. That morning when you looked in the mirror and realized you needed to take control. That moment wasn't fake. It was real. It came from a place of truth, and the more you revisit it, the more fuel you add to your drive. People lose hunger because they stop checking in with their why. They drift into routine. They forget what's at stake. They treat goals like tasks instead of mission. That's how you burn out. Not from too much effort, but from too little purpose. If you want to keep going when it's hard, when it's slow, when you're tired, you need something stronger than a goal. You need a reason. Ask yourself today, why did I even begin? What did I want to change? Who did I want to become? What did I promise myself I would never go back to? These are not soft questions. They're personal. They're the kind of questions that make you stop and feel, because hunger doesn't come from convenience. It comes from connection. If your reason doesn't move you emotionally, it won't move you at all. Hunger is not some motivational quote. It's a decision to keep showing up, because the life you want isn't going to build itself. It's a decision to stay locked in, because you're not here to coast. It's a decision to remember that your future depends on what you do right now, not what you did last week. Hunger means you never feel satisfied for too long, not because you're ungrateful, but because you know you're not done. Write down your reason. Keep it in front of you. Read it every morning before you start your day. Put it where you can see it. Say it out loud. Repeat it until it becomes part of you. Because the days will come when your energy is low, when the results are delayed, when the routine feels boring. And on those days, motivation won't help, but your reason will. Some people work hard for a few weeks and wonder why nothing's changed. Others keep grinding because they know the process takes time. The difference is hunger. Hunger says, "I'm not leaving until I get what I came for." Hunger says, "I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to keep going." Hunger says, "I didn't start this to quit halfway." And that voice, that mindset, is what keeps you alive inside. You didn't come this far to coast. You didn't push through the hardest part just to get comfortable. You came here to build something that lasts. And for that you need fuel. You need to tap back into the reason that got you moving in the first place. Because the further you get from that reason, the weaker your drive becomes. Go back to the beginning. Remember how it felt to want more, but not know how to get it. Remember how painful it was to feel like your life was stuck. Remember how desperate you were for change. That feeling was real, and it's still useful. Not to make you feel bad, but to keep you sharp, to keep you moving, to keep you focused on what matters. Every day you show up without reconnecting to your why. You risk drifting. You risk going through the motions. You risk becoming the kind of person who does things out of habit instead of hunger. And there's nothing more dangerous to progress than a person who's lost their reason. You can't let time distance you from what lit the fire. Success doesn't respond to memory. It responds to intensity, and intensity fades unless you feed it. So feed it. Remind yourself, reconnect, recommit. Every morning before you start your day, ask yourself, why am I doing this? Who needs me to stay focused? What will I lose if I give up? This is not just about goals. It's about who you want to become. It's about never becoming the person who gave up on themselves. It's about living in alignment with your highest standard, not your lowest comfort. And that only happens when you stay hungry. When you get tired, check your reason. When you feel off track, check your reason. When you start making excuses, check your reason. That's your anchor. That's your fire. That's the part of you that doesn't let up just because today feels hard. It reminds you that discomfort is temporary, but regret lasts a lifetime. People who succeed long term are not the ones who never struggle. They're the ones who never forget why they started. They fall, but they remember their mission. They fail, but they still know what they're working for. They get tired, but their reason keeps them on their feet. This is what it takes. Not hype, not perfect conditions, but clarity. A reason that is so personal, so emotional, so honest, that you can't ignore it. And when you have that, you don't need someone to push you. You push yourself. You get up without being told. You keep working without being praised, because your mission matters more than your mood. So today, take a breath, block out the noise, and ask yourself one thing. Why did I start? Answer it with your full heart. And when you do, let that answer guide every step, every choice, and every action from this day forward. Because hunger doesn't come from wishing, it comes from remembering. And remembering why you started is what keeps you going when everything else tells you to stop.
Chapter 7. Choose discipline over mood in every single decision. Your mood is temporary, discipline is permanent. The problem is, most people make choices based on how they feel, not on what they've committed to. That's why they keep starting over. That's why they can't build momentum. They wake up feeling tired, so they skip what matters. They feel stressed, so they delay what's necessary. They get bored, so they quit early. This way of living might feel comfortable in the moment, but it leads to frustration in the long run. If you want real success, if you want lasting progress, you have to start choosing discipline over mood in every decision you make. Not once in a while, not when it's convenient, every single time. Because discipline is not something you turn on when it feels good. It's a system you follow no matter what kind of day you're having. There will be mornings when you don't feel like doing anything productive. Your body's tired. Your mind is scattered. The motivation is gone. That's where the real battle begins. That's where you either act from emotion or act from discipline. And if you let your feelings run the show, you will always stay behind, because your mood is not built for consistency. But discipline is. You cannot afford to treat discipline like an option. It has to become your standard. It's what anchors you when everything else is shaky, when the world is noisy, when your schedule gets chaotic, when your plans fall apart. Discipline keeps you grounded. It doesn't ask for your permission. It doesn't need you to feel inspired. It just needs you to decide. Every goal you have will test your ability to stay disciplined when your emotions don't support the plan. You'll have days when your mood screams for comfort, for ease, for delay, and you'll be tempted to listen. But that's the moment where change is either made or missed. If you keep giving in to what feels good now, you'll never build what lasts later. Discipline is doing the right thing regardless of how you feel. It's showing up when you're drained. It's following through when there's no one watching. It's pushing forward when your mind gives you every reason to stop. And every time you do it, even once, your self-respect grows. Your identity shifts. You start to see yourself as someone who follows through, not someone who explains away their behavior. Mood is unstable. It's affected by sleep, stress, weather, and countless things outside of your control. You might feel on top of the world one minute, then hit by doubt the next. That's normal. But your actions cannot depend on that swing. They must depend on structure. And discipline is that structure. It's the foundation that keeps you moving forward, no matter what happens around you. You don't need to eliminate emotion. You need to stop obeying it. Let the emotion be there, but don't let it choose your next move. That belongs to discipline. That belongs to the decision you made when you were clear and focused. Because the promises you make to yourself during strong moments should not be erased by weak moods. You know what needs to be done. That's not the issue. The issue is whether you'll do it even when the feeling fades. And that's what separates the top performers from the rest. They don't just act when it feels right. They act because they've made it a requirement. They've turned effort into habit. And habit doesn't wait for motivation. It's built on discipline. When you live by mood, your life becomes unpredictable. Some days you're on, some days you're off. There's no rhythm, no momentum, no growth that sticks. But when you live by discipline, your life gains direction. You start stacking wins. You build consistency. You create results that don't disappear the moment you have a bad day. Every time you choose discipline, you weaken the part of you that wants to quit. You silence the voice that tells you it's okay to delay. You train your mind to respect effort, not emotion. That's how mental strength is built. Not through big speeches or temporary hype, but through quiet, repeated decisions to do the hard thing. You don't become strong by waiting for good moods. You become strong by doing the right things in bad ones. And when you start living like that, everything changes. You stop chasing inspiration. You stop needing perfect conditions. You become dangerous in the best way possible. Focused, consistent, and unshakable. Look at your day. Look at how you've been choosing. Are you living by how you feel or by what you said you'd do? Are your actions aligned with your discipline or your distraction? You can't lie to yourself forever. Eventually, the results will tell the truth. And if the results aren't where you want them to be, it's time to stop letting your mood run your life. Build a schedule that supports your goal. Create systems that keep you aligned. Remove the guesswork. Don't wake up and ask, "Do I feel like it today?" Wake up and say, "This is what I do." Whether you're excited or exhausted, the answer is the same. You show up, you execute, you follow through. You're not always going to be motivated. That's reality. Life gets heavy. People disappoint you. Situations drain you. But discipline doesn't rely on everything going right. It works in any condition. That's why it's powerful. That's why you need it. The more you act from discipline, the more freedom you create. You gain time because you're not wasting it on indecision. You gain clarity because you're not led by changing emotions. You gain confidence because you're proving to yourself, day by day, that you can be counted on. Stop chasing the perfect mood to get started. That mood might not come, but the time will still pass. The day will still end. And the choice you made will either move you forward or leave you stuck. Make the choice that respects your future, not the one that comforts your mood. No one builds greatness on feelings alone. Greatness is built on discipline, on waking up and doing what needs to be done even when the spark isn't there, on keeping promises to yourself, because they matter, not because you feel like it. You're not weak for having off days, you're human, but you become strong when you stop letting those days control you. When you stop waiting for a perfect mindset and start taking perfect action, not perfect in form, but perfect in intent, driven by discipline, rooted in purpose. This is your life. Not every moment will feel good, but every decision matters, and the decisions you make when your mood is off are the most important ones of all, because they show what you truly stand for. They show how serious you are. They show whether your goals are a priority or a project you're playing with. Discipline is a must. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Start using it in small things. Waking up when you said you would. Completing the task you tried to delay. Saying no to the habits that waste your time. These are not small actions. They are the bricks that build the structure of a powerful life. Every time you say yes to discipline, you say yes to the life you've been chasing. Every time you say no to a mood, you say no to the patterns that used to hold you back. That's the real shift. That's the transformation that builds a future you can be proud of. So stop checking in with your feelings. Start checking in with your standards. If the standard is growth, then the choice is clear. You act, you move, you build. Regardless of mood, regardless of emotion, you do what needs to be done because that's who you are now. Not someone who waits, someone who wins. Every day, every time, without excuse, without delay. Discipline over mood, always.
Chapter 8. Create pressure by setting deadlines you cannot escape. When there is no pressure, there is no urgency. And when there is no urgency, action becomes optional. That's how people waste years. They keep telling themselves they'll start tomorrow, or next week, or when they feel more ready. But tomorrow turns into next month, and next month turns into next year, and eventually they look back and realize nothing changed. Not because they weren't capable, but because they never forced themselves to move. That's why deadlines matter. That's why pressure matters. When you set a deadline you cannot escape, you put yourself in motion. Deadlines do something to the human brain. They shift your attention. They raise your intensity. They turn a casual idea into a serious priority. Without a deadline, the mind wanders. It drifts into distractions. It tells you there's still time. And when you believe that, you let go of focus. You stop being consistent. You forget the importance of now. But when you put a date on it, when you commit publicly, or tie a real consequence to it, your behavior changes. You stop waiting for motivation. You stop checking how you feel. You stop thinking and start executing. You make different choices when the clock is ticking. You speak differently. You work faster. You push harder. You become the version of yourself that doesn't tolerate delay. That shift is where progress begins. The people who grow quickly are not just the most talented, they are the ones who create pressure on purpose. They don't wait for a deadline to be given to them, they set it themselves, and not just any deadline, but one they cannot back out of. One that makes them feel slightly nervous, one that forces them to stop playing small, one that removes comfort and replaces it with commitment. You have to stop leaving things open-ended. You have to stop saying soon, or someday, or when I get around to it. That kind of language gives your brain permission to delay. It keeps you in a loop of preparation instead of performance. If something matters, it needs a date. Not a vague intention, a non-negotiable deadline. One that demands you to start, even if it's messy. One that holds you to a higher standard. Pressure doesn't crush you. Avoiding pressure does. Because when there's no structure, your energy has no direction. You spend your time thinking instead of building. You plan instead of producing. You get stuck in learning instead of applying. But the second you put pressure on the process, everything changes. You stop making excuses and start making progress. Pressure is not the enemy. It's the tool. It shows you what you're really made of. It brings out your creativity. It increases your clarity. It forces you to make decisions faster and stick to them. Without it, you'll hesitate. You'll overthink. You'll wait for perfect, and perfect never comes. But with pressure,
you're forced to act, and action is how everything begins. Look at your current goals. Have you set deadlines for them? Are those deadlines public or private? Can you walk away from them without consequence? If the answer is yes, then the pressure is too soft. You need a deadline that feels real. One that makes you uncomfortable. One that forces you to reorganize your day. One that eliminates the option to coast. Announce it to someone. Put it on your calendar. Make it visible. Set up accountability. Do whatever you need to do to make that deadline feel real. Because when there's a finish line, your focus sharpens. You stop letting your time slip away. You stop treating your potential like a side project. You go all in, because now you have something to aim at. Some people are afraid of deadlines, because they think pressure will break them. But what really breaks you is regret. What really hurts is looking back at a month, a year or a decade, and realizing you stayed in the same place. The short-term discomfort of pressure is nothing compared to the long-term pain of staying stuck. When you set real deadlines, you learn how to use your time better. You stop wasting hours on low-value tasks. You stop procrastinating on the things that actually move the needle. You create urgency where there used to be delay. And that urgency becomes your advantage. It moves you faster. It wakes you up earlier. It reminds you that this life isn't going to wait for you to feel ready. You need to become the kind of person who thrives under deadline, who doesn't need someone to set expectations, because they've already set their own. Who doesn't avoid pressure, but creates it to grow. That mindset puts you in control. You're not reacting to pressure, you're generating it. You're using it to your benefit. You're turning it into momentum. The moment you tie a clear deadline to your goal, your brain starts working differently. You stop focusing on comfort and start focusing on completion. You stop asking, "Can I do this?" and start asking, "How fast can I make this real?" And that question drives better action. That question gets you moving when you're tired. It gets you building when others are stalling, because now the clock is running, and you know it. If you want to grow, you need to put pressure on your path. You need to give your actions a timeline. You need to make it real. Vague goals create vague efforts. But a goal with a deadline creates accountability. It removes the wiggle room. It removes the option to say maybe tomorrow. Because now there is no tomorrow. There is only the time you've committed. You will be amazed at how much you can get done when the deadline is real. Not because you're working more hours, but because your hours finally have direction. You're not drifting through your days. You're not hoping for something to change. You're building something, step by step with urgency. This isn't about stress, it's about structure. Stress comes from not knowing what to do. Structure comes from setting clear expectations. And when you set a deadline, you're creating structure. You're giving your energy a container. You're giving your focus a target. That's how execution happens. Not through willpower alone, but through systems that hold you to your word. Don't wait for pressure to come from outside. Don't wait for life to corner you into action. Build your own urgency. Create your own deadlines. Be the one who moves first. Be the one who doesn't need to be pushed, because that kind of responsibility changes everything. You don't have forever. Stop acting like time is unlimited. Every day you delay is a day you don't get back. Every hour you waste is an opportunity you've traded for comfort. And that trade is never worth it. Not when you know you're capable of more. Set the date. Make it real. Create pressure on purpose, and use that pressure to rise. Not to panic, but to focus. Not to stress, but to stretch. Not to rush, but to refuse delay. Because when you create pressure, you create urgency. And when you create urgency, you stop living on pause and start moving with power. It's not about how fast you go, it's about how clearly you move, and deadlines bring clarity. They force you to ask better questions. They make you stop pretending. They bring your priorities into focus. So give yourself that edge. Give yourself that push. Give yourself that timeline that demands your best. And when that deadline comes, deliver. Not for anyone else. For you to prove that you can start something and finish it. To prove that you can follow through. To prove that you can grow by choice, not just by circumstance. That's what pressure gives you, a chance to rise on your own terms. So don't avoid it. Use it. Turn it into discipline. Turn it into action. And let it shape the version of you who doesn't talk about success. He lives every single day, without escape, without delay, without apology.
Chapter 9. Reward progress only when real results are achieved. There is a dangerous pattern that keeps many people stuck in the same place. They celebrate too early. They reward themselves for effort before there's any outcome. They take pride in starting something without ever finishing it. They pat themselves on the back for doing a little, even if that little hasn't moved their life forward. That's not how progress works. That's not how transformation happens. If you want to grow for real, if you want lasting change, you must learn to reward progress only when real results are achieved. This isn't about being harsh. This is about being honest. You don't change your life by simply showing up once or twice. You change your life when your actions stack up into visible, measurable results. And that takes consistency. That takes real discipline. That takes doing more than most people are willing to do, without clapping for yourself too early. The world has trained people to expect applause for every step. Start a goal, you get encouragement. Do something small, and you get praise. But life doesn't work that way. Life doesn't reward you for intentions. It rewards results. It gives more to the people who prove they can be trusted to finish. And that's where your mindset has to shift. You have to stop over-celebrating halfway wins and start demanding full follow-through. It's easy to reward yourself after a good week. But is the result there? Did you actually move closer to the thing that matters most? Did your body change? Did your business grow? Did your habits improve? Or did you just feel busy? Activity without achievement is just motion. And motion without results leads to frustration. It makes you think you're working hard when in reality, you're just avoiding the deeper work. When you set a standard to only reward results, you raise your game. You stop confusing movement with progress. You stop accepting partial effort as if it's complete. You get serious. You look at your goals and ask one question. Did I produce something real? If the answer is no, you go back and work again. Not because you hate yourself, but because you respect your goal. There is power in delaying your reward. It builds character. It teaches your mind to value discipline over comfort. It removes the habit of constantly needing validation. When you delay your rewards, you strengthen your focus. You push longer. You go deeper. You build real confidence, not fake confidence that depends on short-term praise. Think about what happens when you reward yourself too early. You lose momentum. You stop pushing. You get lazy. You start to believe you've done enough, even when the goal isn't finished. That's how average is built. One early celebration at a time. One excuse to slow down. One decision to rest before anything has changed. Now think about what happens when you reward only real results. You stay sharp. You stay driven. You wake up every day knowing what's still unfinished. You operate with hunger. You stay focused on execution, not emotion. You know that the reward will come, but only if you earn it. Not halfway. Not close. But done. The truth is, anyone can start.
Anyone can get excited, but very few finish. Very few follow through with the same energy they had on day one. Why? Because finishing is harder than starting. Because the middle is where most people quit. Because distraction and doubt get louder when the work gets boring. And that's why real rewards belong to the finishers. To the people who stay in the game long enough to see something real. Don't confuse temporary effort with transformation. Don't treat early steps like the end of the road. You don't get results by working hard for a week. You get results by being consistent when it's inconvenient. And when you stop rewarding yourself too soon, you begin to feel the difference between pretending to grow and actually growing. This standard must become personal. You can't do it for attention. You can't do it for likes or praise. You do it for the result. You do it for your future. You do it because you've made a promise to yourself that only real progress gets celebrated. You need to look at your life and decide what real results mean to you. Is it a specific number? A change in your habits? A certain income? A physical transformation? Define it. Make it clear. Because if you don't define it, you'll trick yourself into thinking you've done enough when you haven't. This mindset doesn't make you miserable. It makes you focused. It removes the noise. It makes sure you don't stop early. It keeps you moving when your emotions want to rest. And when the real result finally comes, you'll feel something stronger than pride. You'll feel certainty. You'll know that you earned it. You'll know that it wasn't luck or timing. It was effort backed by consistency and standards. You have to stop treating the start like it's the success. You have to stop handing out trophies for showing up once. You're not here to feel good about small efforts. You're here to win. You're here to finish. You're here to push until the outcome is undeniable. Until you can look at your life and say, "That's different now. That's stronger now. That's real." This discipline only rewarding actual results changes how you see time. It makes you value every hour. Every task becomes a part of something bigger. You don't skip steps. You don't waste days. You move with urgency because you know what matters. You know what you're working for. And you know that rewards mean nothing without results to back them up. This doesn't mean you hate yourself when you fall short. It means you don't pretend. It means you tell yourself the truth. It means you look at the progress, evaluate it honestly, and say, "Am I really done?" If not, you don't celebrate. You go back, you adjust, you apply pressure, you move again. You don't have to be perfect, you just have to be real. And being real means recognizing that progress is not about emotions. It's about execution. It's about putting in the work consistently until something changes. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually. Real results are visible. They're measurable. They're undeniable. And those are the ones worth celebrating. You can create a system that keeps you accountable to this standard. Write down your goals. Write down what the actual result looks like. Review it daily. Check your behavior against the outcome. If the outcome hasn't shown up yet, you keep going. If it has, you pause, reflect, and reward. That system creates clarity. It removes confusion. It helps you track your growth with honesty. Rewarding only real results doesn't make the journey cold or robotic. It makes it intentional. It makes it meaningful. Because when the reward finally comes, it's not just a moment, it's a milestone. It's proof that you didn't quit. It's evidence that your standard worked. And that kind of reward lasts longer than any temporary celebration. Your time is valuable. Your energy is limited. Don't waste it on pretending. Don't burn it on halfway wins. Use it to build something real. Use it to push yourself until the goal is no longer an idea. It's part of your life. When you look back years from now, you won't remember every feeling, but you will remember every finished goal, every outcome that you pushed for, every time you refuse to settle for less. That's what matters. That's what lasts. That's what lasts. That's what defines you. So decide today. No more empty rewards. No more celebrating halfway. No more clapping for effort that didn't create anything real. From now on, you reward progress only when the result is earned. And when you earn it, you'll feel it. Deeply. Fully. Honestly. Because you'll know you didn't take the easy way. You chose the standard. You chose the truth. You chose to live in a way that builds real change. And that's what separates you from the rest.
Chapter 10. Stay locked on goals until success feels natural. Most people don't fail because they lack ability. They fail because they break focus. They lose sight of what they started and allow their attention to scatter. They set a goal, feel a burst of motivation, make a little progress, then shift to something else before the job is done. That cycle repeats until they're filled with frustration. They wonder why nothing sticks, why nothing feels solid, why everything they start ends up halfway done. It's because they never stayed locked in long enough. They never gave their goals the time, effort, and full commitment they required. If you want success to feel natural, normal, and permanent, you have to stay locked on until the result becomes a part of your everyday life. It's easy to commit when things are new. In the beginning, everything feels fresh, the energy is high, the vision is clear. But as the days go by, the excitement wears off. Doubt creeps in, distractions start showing up, and the real test begins, not of skill, but of focus. Can you keep your mind fixed on one clear outcome without letting outside noise pull you away? Can you keep showing up when no one is reminding you? Can you stay aligned when the world around you is full of options, trying to pull you in every direction? Focus is a discipline. It's the choice to say no to everything that doesn't help you win. It's the ability to block out the short-term noise so you can build long-term strength. And it's something you build by practice, not by chance. Every time you get distracted and bring yourself back to your goal, you're building that discipline. Every time you catch yourself drifting and refocus, you're sharpening your edge. That's how staying locked in becomes your default setting. You have to become obsessed with the finish line, not in an unhealthy way, but in a clear and intentional way. Your actions, your habits, your time, your environment, everything has to be shaped around the goal. You don't touch it once in a while. You live inside it, you breathe it, you speak it, you move through your day with it at the front of your mind. That's how you create momentum that can't be broken. Success doesn't come to those who dabble. It comes to those who decide. You either lock in and make it happen, or you drift and make excuses. But you can't do both. You can't hold your goal with one hand and distractions with the other. At some point, you've got to choose. And if you choose your goal, you stay with it long enough for the work to pay off. You hold the line. You stay the course. You keep moving forward until that goal is no longer something you're chasing. It's something you live. You know you've locked in when your goals no longer feel like tasks. They feel like who you are. You don't have to remind yourself every day. You just act. You don't need someone to motivate you. You've trained your mind to execute without hesitation. That kind of alignment doesn't happen overnight. It's the result of countless decisions to stay focused when you could have drifted. It's the reward for not quitting just because it got hard or slow or inconvenient. There's a reason most people stop just short of real success. It's because they expected it to come quickly. They thought a few weeks of effort would change their life. But that's not how this works. The goals that really matter take longer than expected. They require more energy than you planned. And that's why so few people get there. They stop before it feels natural.
They stop before their habits catch up to their vision. They stop because they expected comfort, and what they got was pressure. But pressure is where your focus sharpens. Pressure is what turns your goal from a thought into a standard. And if you stick with it long enough, the hard part becomes routine. The work becomes your new normal. You don't have to fight yourself every morning. You just get up and do what needs to be done. That's the moment when success starts to feel natural. Not because it's easy, but because it's practiced. You have to stop hitting the reset button every time it gets uncomfortable. You have to stop switching directions every time something looks more exciting. Jumping from one thing to another keeps your life in a loop of starting over. You never give anything enough time to grow. You plant the seed but never water it long enough to see the fruit. And then you convince yourself you're stuck, when in reality, you just never stayed with it. Locking in means you don't need constant variety to stay engaged. You find purpose in repetition. You find strength in consistency. You learn how to create your own energy through clarity. And clarity is the real advantage. When you know what you're building and why it matters, distractions lose their power. Doubt loses its grip. You move with conviction, not confusion. People will tell you to loosen up, to relax, to take it easy. But they don't understand your mission. They don't see what you see. And that's okay. You're not here to be understood. You're here to follow through. You're here to become someone who doesn't lose focus just because the crowd doesn't get it. Stay with your goal long enough for it to make sense to the people who doubted you. But more importantly, long enough for it to make sense to you at a deeper level. There's a different level of confidence that comes from staying locked in. It's not loud. It's not flashy. It's built quietly over time. You earn it by keeping your word. You build it by doing the work when it's no longer exciting. And one day, you wake up and realize you've become someone different, not by accident, but by design. That design came from refusing to let go of what you said you'd do. Don't rush the process. Don't expect to feel certain every day. Just keep showing up. Keep working through the slow days. Keep putting one block on top of the next. That's how you build something that lasts. And that's how success begins to feel natural. Not because it was handed to you, but because you built your life around it. Stay locked in until your habits align with your goals. Stay locked in until your environment matches your vision. Stay locked in until the work becomes automatic. And stay locked in until you stop chasing success and start living it. This is not about motivation. This is about making a decision. The decision that no matter what happens, you will not turn away from what you started. You will not slow down just because it's taking time. You will not change the plan just because your feelings shifted. You'll keep going until the goal isn't something you talk about, it's something you live in. You're not here to dabble. You're not here to try. You're here to complete. You're here to prove to yourself that your commitment is stronger than your excuses, that your focus is louder than your doubt, that your standards are higher than your distraction. And when you reach the point where the work feels like home, when the discipline feels automatic, when the actions feel natural, that's when you know you've done it right. That's when success isn't just something you achieved. It's something you became. Not because you were lucky. Not because you were better. But because you stayed with it long enough to finish what you started. And that's what builds a life that never goes backward. Only forward. Focused. Committed. Locked in. Until the vision becomes reality. Every time. No matter what.